2. He stepped out the back door 5 minutes later. Holly turned at the sound of his approach, her small face cautious and alert, but not, or so he hoped, unfriendly. Then she saw the mugs on the old Coca-Cola tray and her face lit up with that radiant smile.
Is that what I hope it is?
It is if you were hoping for coffee. I'd take mine straight, but I brought the other stuff in case you want it. My wife takes it white and sweet, like me, she says. He smiled.
Black is fine. Thank you so much.
He put the tray on the picnic table. She sat across from him, took one of the mugs, sipped.
Oh, this is good. Nice and strong. There's nothing better than strong black coffee in the morning. That's what I think, anyway.
How long have you been up?
I don't sleep much, she said, neatly dodging the question. It's very pleasant here. The air is so fresh.
Not so fresh when the wind comes from the west, believe me. Then you smell the refineries in Cap City. It gives me a headache.
He paused, looking at her. Holly looked away, holding her cup to her face as if to shield it. Ralph thought back to last night and how she had seemed to steel herself for every handshake. He had an idea that this woman found many of the world's ordinary gestures and interactions quite difficult, and yet she had done some amazing things.
I read up on you last night. Alec Pelley was right. You have quite a resume.
She made no reply.
In addition to stopping that guy Hartsfield from bombing a bunch of kids, you and your partner, Mr. Hodges...
Detective Hodges, she corrected. Retired. Ralph nodded.
In addition to that, you and Detective Hodges saved a girl who was kidnapped by a crazy guy named Morris Bellamy. Bellamy was killed during the rescue. You were also involved in a shootout with a doctor who went off the rails and killed his wife. And last year, you nailed a bunch of guys who were stealing rare breed dogs, either ransoming them back to their owners or selling them on if the owners wouldn't pay. When you said part of your business was finding lost pets, you weren't kidding.
She was blushing again, all the way up from the base of her neck to her forehead. It was pretty clear that this enumeration of her past exploits made her more than uncomfortable. She found it actively painful. It was mostly Bill Hodges who did those things.
Not the dog nappers. He passed on a year before that case.
Yes, but by then I had Pete Huntley, ex-detective Huntley. She looked directly at him, made herself do it. Her eyes were clear and blue. Pete's good. I couldn't keep the business going without him. But Bill was better. Whatever I am, Bill made me. I owe him everything. I owe him my life. I wish he were here now.
Instead of me, you mean? Holly didn't reply, which was a reply, of course. Would he have believed in this El Cuco shapeshifter?
Oh, yes, she said it without hesitation. Because he and I and our friend Jerome Robinson, who was with us, have the benefit of certain experiences that you don't have. Although you may, depending on how the next few days go. You may before the sun goes down tonight.
Can I join you?
It was Jeannie with her own cup of coffee.
Ralph gestured for her to sit down.
If we woke you, I'm very sorry, Holly said. You were so kind to let me stay.
Ralph woke me tiptoeing out like an elephant, Jeannie said. I might have gone back to sleep, but then I smelled coffee. Can't resist that. Oh, good, you brought out the half and half.
Holly said, it wasn't the doctor.
Ralph raised his eyebrows. Beg pardon?
His name was Babineau, and he went off the rails, all right, but he was forced off them, and he didn't kill Mrs. Babineau. Brady Hartsfield did that.
According to what I read in the news stories my wife found online, Hartsfield died in the hospital before you and Hodges tracked Babineau down.
I know what the news story said, but they're wrong. May I tell you the real story? I don't like to tell it. I don't even like to remember those things, but you might need to hear it. Because we're going into danger. And if you keep believing that it's a man we're going after, twisted, perverse, murderous, but still just a man, you're going to be putting yourself into greater danger. The danger is here, Jeannie protested. This outsider, the one who looks like Claude Bolton, I saw him here. I said that last night at the meeting. Holly nodded. I think the outsider was here. I might even be able to prove it to you, but I don't think he was completely here. And I don't think he's here now. He's there, in Texas, because Bolton is there, and the outsider will be close to him. He'll have to be close, because he's been... She paused, chewing her lip. I think he's been exhausting himself. He's not used to people coming after him, of knowing what he is. I don't understand, Jeannie said. May I tell you the story of Brady Hartsfield? That might help. She looked at Ralph, again making an effort to meet his eyes. It may not make you believe, but it will make you understand why I can. Go ahead, Ralph said. Holly began to speak. By the time she finished, the sun was rising red in the east.